My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, we know that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and New Testament. The New Testament contains hundreds of quotations and references to the Old Testament. Some of them are prophecies or predictions about the Messiah, which were fulfilled by Jesus Christ. The prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled when Jesus went from his hometown, Nazareth, to live in Capernaum, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light on those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death. Light has arisen. My dear friends, let us briefly look at Jewish history so we can understand this prophecy better. In the Bible, Jacob, the son of Isaac, is called Israel, meaning one that struggled with divine angel or one who has prevailed with God. Jacob had 12 sons who became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. Naphtali and Zebulun were the 6th and 10th son of Jacob, respectively. Each tribe lived in a certain area. So the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali refers to the land where these two tribes lived. By the time of Jesus, the land had been conquered many times and was then under the Roman Empire. They were on the north and west of the Sea of Galilee and the River Jordan, and were predominantly occupied by the Gentiles, and it was not part of Jewish Israel any longer. It was a land that once had belonged to the chosen people of God, but now occupied by the Gentiles, meaning non-Jews or foreigners. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali was visited by Jesus almost immediately after the arrest of St. John the Baptist to bring light to the people who sit in darkness and dwell in a land overshadowed by death. In the Bible, sit in darkness refers to the lack of knowledge of God or the ignorance of God's word. In other words, these two tribes lived not necessarily in sin, but in godlessness. They lived without God. They were separated from their God. Isaiah further described the sitting in darkness to a life living in the shadow of death. That is to say, lacking the knowledge of God, or not knowing God, or being separated from God is equal to being dead. To them, Jesus preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The preaching of the good news of Jesus begins with the word, repent. My dear friends, when we reflect about his call to repent, the word repentance does not mean merely feeling sorry for the sins one has committed in the past. Jesus is asking for much more than that. It is a call not to wipe out the past, which is really not possible for any human person. We cannot wipe out our past, but the repentance is a call for a change of direction from now on and enter into a new future. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew language, and Jesus speaks Aramaic language, and New Testament was written in Greek. The word repentance comes from the Greek word metanoia. What is the meaning of the word metanoia? Metanoia means change of heart and change of life. Thus, repentance calls for change of life, change in one's thinking, change in one's attitude. That means total transformation. Repentance not merely involves contrition or an apology, but a change in direction, a change in behavior, a change in character, and a change in one's life. That is total transformation of life. We see the extent of change that took place in the fishermen who became Jesus' disciples. After Jesus had appeared in their life, those fishermen, Peter and Andrew, James and John, radically and dramatically changed their direction. As Jesus was walking by the sea, he saw some fishermen at work, and he called them to follow him. They left everything and followed Jesus immediately. They left their possessions. They left their boats. They left their nets. They left their relations. They left their parents. They left their livelihood and financial resources. They left their social circle. They left everything and followed Jesus. My dear friends, they followed Jesus without knowing their future, but they had deep faith in Jesus Christ. They trusted Jesus. They had their metanoia, a change of heart. They were ready for new life and new mission. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, Zebulun and Naphtali are good reminders for us. Through baptism, we have become God's chosen people. But like the people of Israel, we constantly turn away from God. We lack the knowledge of God. Sometimes we live without God. We live in darkness, in the fear of death. My dear friends, today Jesus calls us to repent and to follow him. Let us turn our hearts and souls to Jesus Christ, so we too may be transformed by the love and the light of Christ. May God bless you.